You say that here in Alberta we have two or three years. Two or three years to do what and why?
Well, most of the hottest companies on the planet for the last 30 years have one thing in mind, which is to grow really quickly and then go and place their shares in the public markets. Because the public markets are shut today, a whole series of companies that are growing 200, 300% a year need to finance their receivables, need to finance their growth, and they're willing to build out their manufacturing or even big parts of those companies in places that will give them the resources to continue growing. And that can give the investors in these companies a return, which can be a very attractive return, at the same time as they're financing some of the hottest companies on the planet.
So this is not necessarily related to oil sands development?
No. I'd look for companies that are tied to your core strengths. I wouldn't try and invent something out of nothing. But you have core strengths in agriculture, in some of the materials handling, in medicine, and in various forms of energy. So as you look at companies in life sciences and energy and agriculture and startups in those fields and medicine and some materials and some engineering, those are the companies you want to attract.
We're dealing now with an economic meltdown throughout the world, and yet you look at knowledge-based economy as being really important. What is it that we should be looking for in knowledge-based?
Well, the economic meltdown is in the financial and credit institutions and in the old economy and the cards. If you look at the top 10 performing stocks of last year, the ones that are doing very well, five or six of them are life science companies because people still get sick. People still need to be treated. People, if they have an additional dollar, probably want to spend it on a quality of life. So these are companies that have continued doing well, and I expect will continue doing well despite the economic meltdown.
How do you define what it is that you do?
We look for the smartest people starting companies that can grow really quickly and become world-class companies. And to do that, we look through about 400 business plans a year, and we invest in two or three of those companies.
What does Alberta have to offer the world?
It's got very smart people, it's got a good core of research, it's got resources, it's got an entrepreneurial capacity, and it's now understanding that not only does it have to depend on energy and agriculture, it has to diversify its economy using these core strengths to build on them and to bring some knowledge into those industries to be competitive.
What's on the horizon?
So what's on the horizon, I think, is hopefully bringing together the various pieces of the puzzle into a concentrated effort to say we're going to specialize in innovation in these fields, we're going to attract companies in these kinds of technologies, and we are going to become one of the centers of the world as San Diego or Austin, Texas, or Finland, or parts of China or Singapore have become, or Korea.
This is not the first time you've been to Alberta. Why do you keep coming back?
Because I think you can build something that can change part of the world here. Because I think there's a chance you can actually do something that's really important. And there's a core here and a group of people who are interested and committed and intelligent that have the resources to do something at this point in time.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.